Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Welcome to North State and welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. That's for my slower friends that are waking up right now. Did you know, actually, Bob, that people have their alarms set so they hear my dulcet tones first thing in the morning?
Incredible concept.
Isn't it scary? You know what? And not only can you hear us on the radio, but we have friends that are emailing us because as they're traveling through Arizona, listen to us on their iPods and their computers because we stream at KCNR1460.com. And you want to talk to us, but you don't want to call because you don't want those people hearing your voice because then they'll recognize you and you're asking hard questions.
No, you might be playing hooky.
Think you're playing hooky from work. You can write to Linda at Linda@KCNR1460.com. Anyway, today I'm joined by Bad Bob.
And if I may, I want to send out a personal happy birthday to my beloved Brenda Belongi, half a century of excellence. And I know she's going to kill me for that, but she's proud of her birthday.
50 years old,
I just
Brenda.
Think it's fabulous, Brenda.
Happy birthday, Brenda.
Congratulations on making 50 and getting better. 50 and more fabulous as we go.
And of course, speaking about fabulous is Linda Bott.
Well, thank you. And when I turned 50, which was I'm going to be 52 here pretty soon, I stepped right into it. And I think it's great. You've got to be afraid of your age because it is what it is. So embrace it. You took me. We went to Croatia on my 50th birthday. And also, it was kind of a belated honeymoon. We took my parents to
Croatia.
How
many of you have taken your parents on your honeymoon?
But it was fun because we went back and found my grandmother's village, and we did like a heritage trip. And then they took off, and then actually on my 50th birthday,
We were in Rome.
We were in Rome.
Rome, Italy. Yes, that was it was an experience. On your birthday, you were in the Vatican.
In the Vatican.
In the Sistine Chapel.
That's right. It was incredible. Hey, this morning, by the way, it is currently 52 degrees. If you're just tuning in, again, it's 7:07, 52 degrees. Today's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 73. What a beautiful day. We've been waiting for this four-day forecast. Fabulous weekend for all you Patriot Guard riders and you people who like to ride Harleys. We're going to be right out there with you. And for you people who don't ride Harleys, be looking out for those who do. It's motorcycle season. We have a packed full day full of different businesses, events that are going on. But we're going to start the morning this morning. Let me count them. I've got four tickets to Hotorama. Four tickets to Hotorama. Call 605-4567, and you're going to get four tickets to Hotorama for the first caller this morning. Oh, my gosh. Tonight is Ducks Unlimited. Carl and I will be there. We're going to be running the wheel.
The Wheel of Fortune.
The Wheel of Fortune. And I think that, I don't know if it's a shotgun or whatever goes with that.
There's literally dozens of shotguns and probably some rifles, but all types of hunting trips everywhere. You know, down to Argentina, you can do, they're going to have auctions and everything. Of course, then we're all prepared for tomorrow. We'll talk about this several times, we're going to be a remote at Tobacco and Brew, but it's going to be the debate between Shasta County District Attorney Jerry Benito and challenger Steve Carlton.
It should be a nice morning, so we'll be there in the morning. We're taking our show live to Tobacco and Brew tomorrow. And by the way, four tickets right now for the first caller, 605-4567 for Hotorama. It should be a really wonderful weekend to get out there, so it's a family pack. I think we should get ready for our guests. Maybe we should take a break, and then they're out in the lobby and start lining them up.
I just know as if somebody says, I don't really know what's going on around Reading, dial 1460, because everything that's pretty much happening around Reading will be rolling through here. Plus, at 8 o'clock, we're going to have Donnie Greenberg on from a news cafe, and I'm really looking forward to that, because Donnie is not only does she play an integral part of this community, but she is a big personality, and we'd like to have her on. This is Carl and the Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio.
The politicians in Sacramento don't understand our part of California. Or maybe they do and just don't care. Doug LaMalfa is running for state senate, and that's good news for North State voters. You see, unlike the lawyers and lobbyists at the Capitol, Doug LaMalfa is one of us. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug and his people have been working the land in these parts for 80 years. Doug understands the damage Sacramento politicians do to our local economy every time they pass bad budgets, raise taxes, or enact new regulations. We won't fix things unless we elect leaders who share our values, leaders who won't compromise on important things. We can send a message to Sacramento by sending the right person to the Senate, Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the only candidate for state senate to earn that honor. That says a lot right there.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. Every morning after the show, Linda and I go out for breakfast. And our favorite place to eat is Country Kitchen. You know, Lynn and Charlie Moss have been serving the best breakfast and lunch daily for 17 years. When you walk through the door of Country Kitchen, you can smell those fresh baked goods. You know, like their homemade cinnamon rolls, made in their own bakery. Reminds me of home. The soups, many of which are Country Kitchen's own special recipes, are made from scratch. You can even create your own omelet or sandwich. When you combine great food, great staff, and a great atmosphere, well, Country Kitchen is going to become your favorite place to eat, too. And when you order your entree, just mention Free Fire Radio, and you're going to get a free cup of coffee or a soft drink. Country Kitchen is located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. Country Kitchen is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come on down and join us and celebrate 17 years of excellence, and be sure to mention Free Fire Radio.
Paint Mart for service and quality.
Yeah, paint department.
Hi, my husband's going to paint the outside of our house, and I need to buy paint and rent a sprayer.
Sorry, lady, we don't rent paint sprayers.
So where do I go?
See, what you do is you buy our paint, then you rent your sprayer at the Paint Mart.
But why would I go to two different places to...
Nah, I don't know. Listen, lady, I gotta go. It's time for my break.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for 1 day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited-time offer is good at any of our three stores in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right. Now that's service.
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
It's 52 degrees this morning if you're just tuning in. 7:13.
Going to be a great day.
Yeah, you're going to want your, if you are a cup of joe, you just have to look outside. That's your cup of joe. I'll tell you right now. 7:13 in the morning, currently 52 degrees, going to be high of 73 today. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And as we promised, we have several guests lined up today. And in the house this morning is a very special person, John DiMatteo. Good morning.
Good morning.
And let's tell John is going to is the team captain for an upcoming event that we discussed earlier this week, and that is the Relay of for Life. Tell us who you are and what your teams are doing.
Okay, I'm the team captain for the Shasta Lodge Sons of Italy, and we're going to have a benefit this Sunday. All proceeds for Relay for Life. We're teaming up with Guns and Hoses, which is the Reading Peace Officers Association and the Reading Firefighters Association. We all decided to get together and have this great big spaghetti feed down at our lodge, and so we can have all the benefits go back to Relay.
Okay, so tickets, time, who's cooking?
Oh, we're cooking. No, we're cooking our great spaghetti, which we'll get some French bread, garlic bread, garlic bread, salad, all the good things go with the meatballs. You know, if you've been down there before, you know what you get, and it is good. And if you haven't, you're going to be missing out.
Okay, so how do we get tickets and what time?
Tickets are available at the door, and also I'll give you my number, 221-5327. You can contact me, and I can hook you up. And times are from 4 to 8 p.m.
On Sunday.
On Sunday, April 25th at our lodge at 4850 Cedars Road.
And where's that at?
That's at the corner of Cedars and Kenyon Drive. Also, you can go on the web, www.readingsonsofitaly.com, and you can get in there and get a map showing you how to get there if you're not familiar with it.
This is Sons of Italy Shasta Lodge chapter. And what's the correct title?
Sons of Italy Shasta Lodge 2453.
Oh, you're 2453. And so I love the Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Now, does this mean if you attend, you get a get-out-of-jail-free card?
No.
You know, so you get out of a ticket in case they pull you over, or at least they'll cut the fine down to half if you run through one of those photo hits?
No, but you just feel good about yourself doing it great for a great cause.
Okay,
it is
so
that's a good cause.
You guys get the bell. That is, we always say, the angel in the wings. That's our angels in the wings. Okay, so this is a fundraiser. It's the Sons of Italy with the police department and the fire department. The three of you are coming together to do the fundraiser. And what's the fundraiser for? What's the money going to?
Relay for Life, which you all know is June 12th and 13th at Shasta College, a 24-hour event, which is a very moving and great experience. And Shasta Lodge has many survivors in it, and many people have fought the battle, and we've lost some who fought the battle. And this is a great deal. All the funds go for this, for the fight. So it is a great thing to support.
Now, I've seen many of the Sons of Italy, you know, like Frank and many others. Now, are you all going to be running real fast for this 24 hours? I mean, is this going to be like you all are kind of like set a new record?
Well, we're gonna give it a good try. Some of us won't be running, but we'll sure be out there for a full 24 hours.
Now, is it true that you're going to be carrying a meatball in each hand?
We'll accomplish that. We can do that. We have a way of doing that.
Okay. You know what?
I'm still looking for the ultimate meatball.
Yeah, that's right.
So yeah. I think we'll have to get there Sunday just to try your special cooking. I know we've had the A-teams, and it's phenomenal. You know, when we did the packaging and they came out, they were phenomenal. And, of course, I've had Lou White's. And I'm not saying I'm not looking for, but it is a contest.
Yeah. Well, if you show up Sunday, we can build you something.
Okay.
We could special order or build up that ultimate meatball.
So, again, Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Sons of Italy Lodge, which is on Cedar Lane.
Yes, Cedars Road.
You can take in or order.
Yes.
You can
Frank
either,
Rose in the back there.
Yeah, he can either eat or take out.
Well, yes, good. That way you can get. We like you to come in and enjoy our experience in there because it's a fun atmosphere, but you know, being a nice day, you might want to just come in and support the cause and take it home and enjoy yourself outside.
And how much are the tickets?
$10.
Okay, that's great. You get a Italian dinner, wonderful spaghetti dinner with all the trimmings,
and the money goes to a good cause.
Yes.
All right. Okay, well, thank you. And, you know, the other thing, too, is maybe there'll be policemen that'll be waiting on you so you can tell them what to do.
Say, there will be some of those.
Would you like to show me some ID first before you serve me?
Can I eat while I'm on the cell phone?
Yes.
Oh, and the police. Okay, Frank's back there making signs like what?
His son is police department.
Okay. So John's son is on the police department.
Yes, Michael.
Okay,
so
great.
So that's how they got affiliated with us. But they've been down there before for events, and they love us, and we love them. So it's just a great mesh with all three of us together.
That's awesome. You guys,
We'll give you our licenses to our car. So, you know, just tell son that, you know, we're helping out here.
Well, I'll pass that on.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on and letting our listeners know. That's Sunday at 4. It's the Sons of Italy Lodge on Cedar, and it is a wonderful fundraiser. You can, for $10, you can get your Italian food cooked by the Sons of Italy. Go ahead.
One more time, the phone number.
Any questions, 221-5327 or www.readysonsofitaly.com.
Thank you so much, John.
Thank you for having us.
This is Carl and DeBob. We're going to take a quick break and be back right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Dr. James Kremer for Shasta Dental Care. My team and I have probably seen it all when it comes to problems with your teeth. In fact, you may be like some of our patients, good people who used to be unhappy with their smiles. Does this sound familiar? You notice your teeth getting darker as the years go by. Maybe you avoid having your picture taken, even at important events like your child's wedding. You avoid some foods that you really like because they're hard to chew. Good foods like steak and salad. You might even be afraid to smile, even in front of those that you love the most. And whether this is you or someone you care about, it doesn't have to be that way. We can help. No guilt trips, no embarrassment. You've endured enough of that already. If you want it, we can use sedation to keep you comfortable. We've helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors with these same problems. At Shasta Dental Care, we provide health, comfort, and beauty through dentistry. We want to help you.
Call Dr. James Crummett at Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or on the web, visit ReadingSedationDentist.com.
Boomer Tech Radio can now be heard at a new time, Saturday afternoons from 2 to 3, right here on KCNR 1460. Every week, we cover what's happening in the world of technology, from the latest discoveries to practical information on using digital cameras and taking the plunge into email and exploring the online world safely. Join us, Bob, Brenda, and Alan, Saturdays 2 to 3 for Boomer Tech Radio, here on KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments, and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
A workshop just for men. Discover the sleeping master, the mastery of being present as a man. In this workshop, we will explore the way we were taught to be men. We will do this by learning the five communication stances we've been taught, the gift and cost of using these stances, how we were taught these stances by our families, the effects of our family's history on our children, and shifting from being ill affected by this history. We will learn how to change our lives so we do not continue to pass these on to our children, and we will learn the practice of the sixth communication stance. Are you living a legacy or your own life? The sixth communication stance allows the clarity of our intent to be expressed with complete respect for ourselves and others. To master this level of communication is to act, live, and love as a man. The workshop will be on April 24th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call Steve Lafferty at 530-209-6708 or dreamabetterdream.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on Carl and Linda Station, KCNR 1460. Yeah, you know what? It's still more early. It's 1460 Clearly News Talk Radio. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. You can write to Linda. Linda at KCNR1460.com. You know, Hotorama is really going to kick off tomorrow. And, you know, they're opening the gates today, but tomorrow is they're going to be all types of hot rods out there. They're going to have 4x4 competition. We're talking show and shines at TJ's Drive-In. They're going to be doing burnout contests, motorcycle thrill shows, a cruise the city of Anderson. And then they're going to be doing a Hotorama on the raceway track with a color guard, a motorcycle tribute ride at 7 p.m., more burnouts. There's going to be a whole lot of things starting tomorrow. And guess what? We still have four tickets. You got a family you want to take out there? And these tickets are worth $10 a piece. And you can see they're good for any of the days. They're good for the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. So give us a call at 605-4567.
That's right. And we want to make sure you guys have a great weekend. And there's also it's 7:23 in the morning. For those of you who wake up with the alarm clock on, or the alarm clock blaring, and you're thinking, and it's going right to 1460, and you're listening to Carl and Linda, 7:24 right now. 7:24. It's currently 52. It's going to be a sunny, beautiful day. With a high of 73. We have a lot to look forward to in the next 4 days. I don't know about you. I was up at 4 o'clock with the dog this morning, so I'm happy it's sunny out because I'm going to need that sunny disposition shining on my back, which leads us into our next guest. We're talking about it is Earth Day, and we are celebrating 40th anniversary, yes, of Earth Day. And this morning we have Peggy Rebol. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Is it Rebol or Rebol?
It's Rebol.
Rebol. Okay,
yes.
Like Regal, but with a B.
Exactly.
All right. Well, good morning, and thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, there's so many exciting things happening. Let's start off with what begins.
Okay. Well, today is the 40th anniversary of Earth Day, and it was founded in 1970 by Gaylord Nelson. right here in the U.S. And on that day, 40 years ago, we had 20 million people joined in celebrations all over our country. And the whole mission was to protect the earth by protecting the environment. This movement has spread throughout the world, and today there's an estimated 1 billion people worldwide that will take part in some Earth Day celebrations. And it's very exciting because right here in Reading, there are three events beginning today, all free to the public, that are offered in our area, which is really wonderful.
Tell us what three events are going on.
Well, today, starting at 9 o'clock on the main campus of Shasta College, they have a sustainability conference. And it's going to be full of speakers and panelists on a variety of issues. And the college is really doing a tremendous amount of work out there. They've got a solar array going in, and they're really committed to sustainability. So that'll be taking place in room 806 beginning at 9, and it goes all the way till 5 o'clock today.
And what else?
The organizers of the sustainability conference, and also the organizers, I'm with the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival. We came together this year with KIXE-TV, and they donated us a night at the Cascade Theater. And so we have brought a free film to the community called No Impact Man. And it's a great film. It was conceived by a man in Manhattan, Colin Beaven. And from that, it's sort of launched this whole No Impact Project, which is now an international environmental nonprofit project, and we get to see this great film, and it's free.
What's it mean, though? What's the story of No Impact?
The story is that he was, an environmentalist, or had always been very environmentally conscious, and he's a writer, and he decided to really try to see what would that really mean to have no impact on the earth, and so he kind of dragged his Starbucks-addicted shopping-aholic wife and their 2-year-old daughter on this year-long experiment to live basically with a zero-waste lifestyle in New York City.
Wow.
In New York City. And he thought that basically his premise is that we all can, what is that going to feel like? You know, what does it mean? How is that going to impact their family? What do they have to give up? But then also, what are they going to gain? And his wife was on the way, sort of was pre-diabetic, and he found through this year-long experience that what they gained, which is often not talked about, is she completely changed that medical condition for herself, because they went from, being carnivorous and gave up meat because eating meat has a tremendous environmental impact. She had a lot of trouble along the way. She was very supportive, but it's really a funny film. All of us do things. We all are trying to live more sustainably, and I think we all can say, yeah, I recycle, try to ride my bike, or whatever we do. But he really went to the extreme, and he doesn't he says in the film, I don't expect everybody to do that. It's not necessarily, realistic for everybody because of where we all live and work. But we can begin to make those changes and really help our environment.
One step at a time. Now, your organizational body making this year's event happen is for the Watershed Festival, includes 11 organizations, the Citizens for Responsible Government, First United Methodist Church, KIXE, REU, Sierra Club, Shasta Community College, Shasta Land Trust, the Shasta Conservation Fund, Western Shasta Resources Conservation District, the Traveling Bohemians, and the Women's Health Specialists. That is wonderful.
Well, and I can understand the Traveling Bohemians. I mean, they're involved in all that stuff.
Yeah, and also sponsoring your organizations locally is the Local Builder Showroom.
Who, by the way, is opening up one of our? He's going to be. He's got a new show right here on KCNR
from 3 to 5.
3 to 5 on Saturdays.
The Trails and Bikeway Council, Hat Creek Ground Beef, Pacific West Graphics, Record Searchlight, A News Cafe, who's going to be on here in a minute, and the Edible Shasta Butte Magazine. So those are wonderful organizations. We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we are talking about Earth Day, and our guest is Peggy Rebel. We'll be right back after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news, President Obama comes to New York to call for tighter controls on Wall Street to keep the financial industry's near meltdown and government bailouts from happening again. We're hearing that among those in the audience will be Lloyd Blankfein, president of embattled Goldman Sachs. Food prices on the rise, sparking a 0.7% jump in wholesale prices in March. 465,000 people filed for first-time unemployment claims last week, a big drop from the week before. Tobacco giants Philip Morris and Reynolds American both come in with higher quarterly profits. Continental Airlines lost nearly $150 million, but Southwest Airlines managed a small profit. A 6% profit decline at Kimberly-Clark, which makes Kleenex tissues, and strong demand for snack foods and chocolate mean handsome profits for PepsiCo and Hershey's. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true. Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Termites are the number one cause of structural damage to homes. They can go undetected for years. Level Extermination is your termite undertaker. Give them a call today or go online to termiteundertaker.com. Level Extermination only deals with termites. If you're a real estate agent that needs a pest inspection, a property manager needing a termite inspection, a general contractor needing a soil pretreatment, or a homeowner wanting a free termite inspection, give Level Extermination a call at 241-1598 or log on to termiteundertaker.com. Level Extermination can also assist you with questions about Section 1 and Section 2 requirements when you're buying or selling your home. Level Extermination offers annual termite control service. Level Extermination is locally owned, serving Shasta and Tehama counties. They even provide 24-hour emergency inspection services to meet escrow requirements. Call Dale Level at 241-1598 and recognize the difference. Level Extermination, your local termite professional. Call 241-1598 or get them online at termiteundertaker.com. Give Dale a call today, 241-1598.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Abbott, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Peggy Rebel.
Yeah.
Got it. What?
No, I'm just looking at you with adoring eyes. It's 52 degrees this morning. We're just coming
Peggy,
in.
Peggy, were those adoring eyes? Were those adoring eyes, or were those kind of quizzical eyes?
No comment. I think I had my eyes closed.
Oh, okay. All right.
Smooth. Okay, so it's currently 7:33 for those of you who are just tuning in here. This is 1460. I'm taking your emails, Linda at KCNR1460.com. Yeah, we're talking about Earth Day, and our special guest today is Peggy Rebel.
And you know what? It is a beautiful day. It's going to be like 72 today, and it's, the weather out there is not caused by, but it is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. You know, if you haven't been to Anselmo Vineyards, you need to do it. And this is a great day, this great weekend to go up there if you never have. It's quite a place to visit. Great chow. Beautiful setting.
Let's talk about, quickly before we go into some more events that are happening in the next few days here, do you care to share... You were telling Peggy at the break that...
Oh, well, 40 years ago, at Vanderbilt, my friend and I were one of the organizers of, two of the organizers of Earth Day.
That
the
is
first
fantastic.
Earth Day. And, you know, of course, you're in college, and we were, it, you know, it was a grassroots movement at that point. And it was just like, and back then it was more of a, hey, be aware of what's going on here. Recycling, what's that? You know,
right.
And, you know, remember what it was like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And then 3 months later, joined the Marine Corps. So my life changed somewhat after that.
Well, speaking of 40 years ago, you know, it was a very much driven by students at that point. And also we had, you know, the air pollution was, you know, much, much, much worse than we have today. And in fact, the river right outside of Chicago burned and, you know, was on fire in 1969 because it was so polluted. And so when I just was reading something about, you know, where we've come in 40 years, and that river now has fish breeding again in it. And most of our cities, you know, our air pollution is, you know, much better certainly than it was in 1970. And that was really brought about by the awareness of this event and you know, pulling together citizens all over our country to say, you know, we need to take a look at our environment.
So what kicks off first?
Well, what is going to kick off on Saturday is our big Whole Earth and Watershed Festival. And that is going to be, we're now in our third year at Redding City Hall and Sculpture Park. And we really picked the site to also tie in with the Shasta Growers Association, the Farmers Market. So Farmers Market will be going on. And
they're going to stay out. I think they're going to stay open later.
They're
going to
stay open later. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We're very much in tandem with them because, of course, fresh local food is an important part of becoming more healthy and taking care of our environment.
We get a box of vegetables delivered every week.
Excellent.
from local growers here, and it's tasty.
Yes.
And it helps the local growers around.
Absolutely.
Here.
And our organizations, you read the 11 groups that are part of our executive committee, and our mission is to bring together businesses, nonprofits, government agencies, and educational organizations to come together at this festival to help educate people both on what they can do and how they can change their lifestyles, perhaps looking at products that are offered within our community. That are much more environmentally safe and friendly, and also health aspects. So we have over 90 exhibitors that are going to be there. And last year we combined with the Watershed Festival, which was a local or annual local festival that happened the first weekend in May. And so we're delighted to have that combination again. And speaking of the Watershed Festival, I just do want to let you know that just last week the Board of Supervisors signed a proclamation declaring May to be Watershed Awareness Month.
All right.
And but there's lots happening at the festival. There's going to be an e-waste drop-off. So if you have e-waste, you can bring it to the City Hall.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Just could you share with us e-waste? Seriously.
Electronic.
Okay.
So TVs, computers, printers, cell phones.
Now, where's that? Because I know there's several people that have old phones. You know, when you go get the new phones, I'm talking about the disposable 5-6 phones around the house that are no longer working. Old computers, old printers. Where's the e-waste?
The e-waste drop-off is going to be on the south side, the Parkview Avenue side of City Hall. And Restoration Enterprises is the local business that's going to be taking that from you. And you just drive up towards the back part of City Hall, and there will be signs there. And you just sort of swing through there. There will be volunteers there to take your e-waste. And then park, because there's lots going on at the festival. Also, the city municipal utilities are going to be, they've been advertising for if you have prescription drugs that you want to get rid of instead of flushing them down the toilet and having them go into our water system, they will take them from you. And so you just need to come to the festival and you'll be able to drop those off. We have some great food from four locally owned restaurants, the Sausage Factory, Nipah's Thai Cuisine, the Gaia Woodside Grill, and Grandma's Barbecue. We have live music starting at 11 o'clock with a group of kids from Chrysalis School. And we have an ending concert by a local Celtic band, Morganda. And we also have the Watershed Passport Program. And that's where, for students of all ages, they can pick up a passport at the Watershed Passport Bungalow. and go around to various booths. They learn things, lots and lots of hands-on activities, and they turn it in, and they'll be eligible for a great prize. We also have Shasta College sponsoring a demonstration tent for adults, for hands-on practical demonstrations to help you save money as well as the environment. And they're going to have demonstrations on composting, solar cooking, planting and transplanting, and a variety of other things. And speaking of prizes, the other thing that we are offering this year is something called an Earth Certificate, which you can pick up at any of these three events, the Shasta College Sustainability Conference, No Impact Man, or the festival. And if you go to two out of the three, you are eligible for a wonderful prize that we'll be giving away at the towards the end of the festival. You don't have to be there to win. Also, if you ride your bike or use RABBA to get there, we have a guarded bike corral to keep your bike safe by the Shasta Wheelmen Group. Or if you ride RABBA, you'll get a ticket, and you bring it to the information booth, and you can enter a sustainable transportation
Peggy,
prize.
It sounds like you've got everything going
we
out
do.
There.
It's going to be fantastic and
great
weather.
And that's going to start Saturday morning.
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
to 3 p.m.
That sounds great.
And we have a website, www.wholeearthandwatershedfestival.org, all one word.
Well, this is great. We work Saturdays, but we can cut out of here and run down there and see what's going on.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
I think it is going to be great. I think it's, it's something else that knowledge, it was an old movie, knowledge is good.
Yeah.
That you can find out things of just, that you can help to do to improve our environment.
Exactly. And your own health.
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Well, thank
you
so much. Guys, I think this is going to be great. And it starts, again, on Saturday at 10 a.m. down at the
City
Hall and Sculpture Park.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us.
You bet. All right.
It's Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Join us right after these messages.
Oh, look, honey. I found that espresso machine we got as a wedding present still in the box.
Well, you think it's time to open it up? We've been married for 2 years already. I'm not even sure we even know how to use it.
Well, let's take it to Espresso Joe's. The girls will teach us how to use it and make that perfect cup.
I don't know if it even came from Espresso Joe's.
Doesn't make any difference where you got it. They'll show you how to use it, and they should know since they have espresso machines, tidy makers, French press, and regular coffee makers.
Hey, that's a great idea, hon, and while you're learning how to make that perfect cup of coffee, I'll be in the humidor and tobacco and brew, picking out that perfect cigar.
Espresso Joe's is located at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading, inside Tobacco and Brew.
Espresso Joe's is inside Tobacco and Brew, who have a 34-year history of providing the finest tobaccos to the North Valley. A terrific selection of fine cigars, both imports and domestics. Step into their walk-in humidor and find something special. Or try one of the grab bag cigars at 20% off. Lots of pipes and accessories, too, at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, across from the Flag Store.
Hey, Rach, you know it's your little brother's birthday next week.
So?
So, you need to get him a gift.
When am I going to have time to do that?
ShastaTradingPost.com. Your team, your gear, your way. Buy your local school sportswear through ShastaTradingPost.com, and we'll get 50% of the proceeds back to your school.
Check it out.
Oh, man, I looked all over town for one of those. I couldn't find one anywhere.
I know. Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Where are the best dinner prices in town? Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista Town. That's where. Imagine a juicy, tender New York steak, ribeye steak, or beer-battered jumbo prawns for only $8. A tender filet dinner with prawns for only $12.95. And there's many other different dinner options to choose from. Where is this great place? Dry Creek Station is on Highway 299, 8 minutes east of I-5 in Bella Vista, right across from the fire station. Or call 549-5386.
Hi, it's Dennis Miller. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 AM, clearly News Talk Radio.
Want to advertise on the hottest, fastest-growing talk radio station in the North State with shows that include Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, Dennis Miller, Laura Ingram, Michael Savage, Tom Sullivan, Dr. Laura, and a Saturday lineup of local talk shows and Cigar Dave and Tom Gresham's Gun Talk.
Call me, Tammy Chadwick, at 530-605 4565.
KCNR 1460 AM. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and it is 745.
Currently 53 degrees. Today's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 73. Aren't you excited? It's going to be a fabulous four-day weekend. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 47. Well, that's kind of a big drop, but we don't mind. That's fabulous. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. By the way, we still have four Hotorama tickets. Oh, somebody.
The engineer is feeling lonely here.
605-4567. We have a family pack of four tickets for Hotorama that begins tonight, actually, but it's really for a four-day pass, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
It's good for one of those nights.
Yeah.
Right. And the other thing, too, is that people call, but they already have Hotorama tickets. So it's kind of like, oh, well, there's somebody out there that still needs them. Hey, we have, as you know, we really push our small businesses, or we want to spotlight small businesses right here in Reading. And our next guest is Rachel Carino, who owns a place called Candle and Gift Connection.
Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Well, Rachel, tell us a little bit of your history with your business in Reading.
Well, the Candle and Gift Connection used to be in the Mount Shasta Mall. We were there for about 30 years. It was one of the original stores in the mall. We had moved it to Hilltop. Now we currently moved into our permanent home, and we're very happy there in the Shasta Center at 1726 Turn Creek Road.
That's where Cool Hand Luke's and Kubler's, that mall, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
When you say we, 30 years, is it a family-owned business, or did you buy it? That's what I'm saying. What's your history as far as that store?
Sure. Originally, it was owned by a couple different families, and then I purchased it about 5 years ago.
How exciting, and what inspired you to buy the Candle Connection?
Well, I'm from Los Angeles, and then I moved to San Jose, and I've been here back and forth, and I just always wanted my own business, and working in San Jose, there was high-end candles, and I know a lot of people were, you know, wanting high-end candles here, and I was like, the best thing to do would be to bring a store where I could service the needs of the community with candles for different events and weddings and your home without problems or without fires.
Well, you know what's really interesting, Rachel, is that when you say high-end candles, it's like a shoe is just not a shoe, you know, and
right.
Candles are just not a candle. So maybe you can give our listeners a little inside scoop of what's the difference between, like, maybe a candle you get at the 99-cent store and then a high-end candle? And it's not just about the money, it's about the ingredients. Could you share that with us?
Right. And actually, quickly, too, with the money, a lot of people, when they come in, they'll be like, hey, I buy my candles at different places for a lot cheaper. I end up showing them how you actually save money in the long run. It's kind of like when you buy a couch. If you buy a cheap couch, it's only going to last you a short time. If you buy a high-quality couch, it's going to last you for years to come that you can possibly pass on to your children. Well, kind of the same idea with candles is you buy a cheap candle, it's going to burn up quick. You're going to keep replacing it over and over. When you buy a high-quality candle like we carry, most of our candles now have soy in them. Very few don't. But what happens is you buy this candle, and it lasts you 2 to 3 times, if not longer, than these cheaper candles. And then they're very far more safe. They're very much more healthy for our environment, yourself, your children, your pets.
Well, I didn't know that candles could be burning at different. I mean, I thought a candle was a candle.
See?
I mean, really.
Most people do.
Yeah.
Most people do. It's amazing. We educate people every single day that come into our store.
What's the difference? Like, say a cheaper candle as opposed to one that costs, you know, a little more. What's the difference in burn time?
Well, there's many differences, one being made in the USA, and then secondly, the burn time. For example, we carry Yankee candles, so I hate to bash Yankee, but Yankee's awesome as far as smell goes, but they don't seem to last burn time because they're made out of a food-grade paraffin, which burns up quick because it's a gasoline byproduct, and anything that comes from gasoline does burn hot and quick, whereas, and that's why, like Yankee, you might get a large jar. You pay your amount for it. Well, it only lasts just 60 or 70 hours. If you buy a candle, all the rest that we carry, for example, they will last you up to 180 hours of burn time for the same price. And that's because most of them have soy, which is a natural from the earth environment that doesn't burn up so quickly. It burns warm and very warm as compared to, like, these paraffin ones burn very hot and quick. The other ones burn warm and slow.
Okay, so for instance, with the Yankee, as you were, first of all, this is very apropos. It's Earth Day, mm-hmm. the beginning of Earth, 40th anniversary of Earth Day. And we were talking about what it is to burn clean. Like, if you love candles, why not burn clean? And the difference is that many times, if you look at where your candle has been burning and you look up at the ceiling, you'll see black marks, you know, from soot.
Exactly.
But with soy will burn clean. And like you said, burn longer. Now, I remember the first time I bought a trap. Is it a trap?
Mm-hmm.
Candle?
Yep.
Is that soy?
I think it, yes, it does have partial soy in it, too. Trap is good, too. It's one of the many candles we have had access to.
And the first time I bought that candle, I thought, oh, this is expensive. But I can tell you that candle, burning it every day, lasts me at least half a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's burning it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was around so many smokers in Nashville, I used to burn this candle all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Made in the USA.
Mm-hmm.
What candles are made in the USA? Like, give us some names that we might be familiar with.
Well, for example, the ones that I carry that I love are like Woodwick, Bridgewater, AI Root candles, Trap candles. They're all made in the USA, and they're all fantastic candles. The problem is, and the best thing people can do is when you go to a store, if they're going to buy cheap candles, especially to burn, you need to flip it over and look at where it's made. Because if it says China or Vietnam, you're talking, you could have lead in the wicks, you can have ingredients in the candles that are not, you know, nobody really looks and checks those candles out to see what they're made out of. So if you get candles made out of the U.S., there's no telling, number one, what's in them. I've heard things from formaldehyde to all kinds of stuff that you're burning and breathing in your home that is not good. I have a lot of customers that their animals can't handle anything but soy candles.
Interesting.
Which is birds even. They're very highly susceptible.
You know, that's an interesting point because, you know, as we have found, you know, a lot of the things that are coming over, products coming over from China are heavy in lead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything from, siding and, fiberboard to other things. So,
well, have you ever
noticed
when you mm-hmm. walk into maybe a restaurant or you walk into somebody's house and it's beautifully done, but all of a sudden your lungs feel heavy
mm-hmm.
and you don't know what it is. You have to go outside and get because there's a scent. And what it is what I'm thinking that could possibly be is the candles that are burning have this stuff in them that's not good for your body.
Exactly. And there's no one to monitor it, really, to be like, oh, these can't be allowed into the U.S. There's so many things that are pulled in that,
yeah.
you know. And
we're going to have to take a quick break here, but this is, you know, this is interesting. I'm finding out all these things I never knew about candles from mm-hmm. Rachel. We're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Hey, Banjo Bill, where you heading?
We're going to the West Side Performing Arts Wild West Variety Show.
When is it?
April 23rd and 24th at the Old Shasta Schoolhouse, Highway 299.
Yeah, I hear they got fantastic entertainment, drinks, and a barbecue to die for.
For more information on the Wild West Variety Show, just call 515-7151.
515-7151?
Or visit them on the internet at westsideperforming.com.
What's an internet?
Paint for service and quality.
Yeah, paint department.
Hi, my husband's going to paint the outside of our house, and I need to buy paint and rent a sprayer.
Sorry, lady, we don't rent paint sprayers.
So where do I go?
See, what you do is you buy our paint, then you rent your sprayer at the paint mart.
But why would I go to two different places to...
No, I don't know. Listen, lady, I gotta go. It's time for my break.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the paint mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited-time offer is good at any of our three stores in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right. Now that's service.
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. It's a portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, finest place for coffee in this town, and of course, the finest walk-in humidors. 2143 Hilltop Drive, so much more than just a tobacco emporium. Our guest is Rachel Carino, and I just completely butchered your name, who owns Candle and Gift Connection and is giving us a class on candles, all these types of things I didn't know about. But you've got a lot of things going on. But first, where are you located at?
We're located at 1726 Churn Creek Road, which is in the Shasta Center. We're located between Kubler's and Dairy Queen, and then Cool Hand Luke's is somewhere in the middle, but we're kind of between Cool Hand Luke's and Dairy Queen.
Okay.
Okay, so we were talking about the soy candles burning clean and things that are made in the USA. And for, I think, if anything, if our listeners learn something, is look at the bottom where they're made, because you may be burning things that are harmful for your health, your children's health, your pet's health, if it's not made in the USA, because they don't really have, in certain countries, restrictions of what they make anything with. So also with the Candle Connection, you've just moved, so this is kind of like we're bringing you on because we like to highlight small local businesses and just kind of give you a shout out. So what
Thank
else
you.
Is unique about your store?
Well, we carry also unique art glass from Poland especially, and all of our pieces from Poland are one of a kind. No two pieces are matching at all. We also have very nice high-end crystal glass, which is beautiful. We carry lots of beautiful oil lamps. That's kind of one of our specialties, actually. It's people come in our store and they're like, what things do you have that you don't light? And there's not much. We're about 80%, you know, things you can light. And then we're starting to bring back our purses again. We used to carry all kinds of purses, and a lot of women used to love coming in and having fun shopping with our purses and jewelry, and we're going to be bringing all that back again here in the next few weeks.
Okay, and then there's starting in May, there's going to be a kind of a special everyday. Could you just kind of cover that?
Yeah, the whole center there with Kubler's and all of the stores involved. Starting in May, we're launching a new weekly, daily specials that we're going to be running. Mondays are going to be Save a Life Mondays. Basically, we're going to have Blood Drive Mondays. Tuesdays are going to be our sidewalk sales. All the stores will be participating, and we'll have all kinds of great stuff every week on sale on our sidewalk. Wednesdays are senior days. A lot of stores will be honoring all the seniors, especially that day.
With discounts.
With discounts, exactly, and free gifts, too. Thursday is car wash. Thursday, you come in and get your car washed while you're shopping. Fridays are going to be our fashionable Fridays, and we'll have some special things happening all day and into the evenings, and have Diva Fridays. It'll be really fun.
So this sounds like a really fun event happening over at the Shasta Shopping Center, I guess you call it. Candle Connection. And what are your hours?
I'm open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Well, you know what? It's amazing. You know, how often do you pay attention to candles? Linda says, go out and get some candles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she doesn't say that anymore, but because I would bring back all different types of candles. And she says, how'd you find one that smells exactly like that? I said, I was just lucky.
Well, and you know, I like when it comes to the tea candles, if you know what I'm talking about, the little tea candles that go inside of the Voltivs. It's really hard to find a long-lasting tea candle. Is there a secret there?
There again, we carry tea lights. We have regular tea lights that burn 4 hours, and then we have our soy tea lights, which burn anywhere from 6 to 7 hours apiece.
Which is great for parties.
Exactly.
You want it to be illuminated all night long.
And weddings, if you've got a 5 or 6 hour wedding, you just throw tea lights instead of spending the expense on huge candles.
So you work with, say, wedding planners, you know, if they're looking at, you know, so you say, oh, this would be the type of candle, we want to do this and this and this.
Exactly.
Okay. Got it.
Exactly.
And special orders and all that. Okay,
for all
Rachel.
Events.
It's the Candle Connection, and thanks for being on our show.
Thank you for having me.
Want our listeners to know who you are and what's going on over there behind the doors of Candle Connection.
Thank you.
No, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's Carl Lindebot. Okay, when we come back, we've got about, I guess, a minute or so left here. Our guest when we come back at 8 o'clock will be Donnie Greenberg.
A News Cafe.
And News Cafe. And you know, Donnie is always good to have on because she's got all types of ideas and
fingers in the pie.
Fingers and everything that's going on around this city, which is easy to do, which is not always easy to do, as we're finding out. And, you know, I hate to say this one more time, we still have four tickets to Hotorama. Don't force me to pay you to take them.
No, people are calling in and, you know, talking about, you know, different things that they wanted, the subjects that they want to talk about. But we get these tickets. Actually, we do have somebody outside outside the studio that would really love to have the tickets. But we're trying to, if a listener is listening and you want them, then please do call 605-4567. And also, I'm taking your emails, Linda, at kcnr1460.com. It's currently almost 8 o'clock 53 degrees. I like that. So we're going to take a break here. This is Carla Lindebot here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He wants change for money on Wall Street. And President Obama's about to call for it right near the stock market in New York.
The president is expected to come down hard, essentially blaming Wall Street for millions of lost jobs and trillions of dollars in lost savings as he sells regulatory financial reform and the need for transparency on Wall Street and the protection for taxpayers against firms deemed out of control but yet too big to fail. On Wall Street in Lower Manhattan, Jeff Madasso, Fox News Radio.
The search is still on at sea for 11 oil rig workers still missing off the Louisiana coast. Survivors of Tuesday's explosion were reunited with their families this morning. A lot more planes are flying to and from Europe, but there's a new volcanic ash worry in Britain. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklyn live in London.
Yeah, Dave's Britain. Britain is grounding some flights of a particular type of fighter jet after ash was found in the engine of one Eurofighter Typhoon. But the U.S. military says all its flights here are now normal at bases in Britain, Italy, and Germany. And meanwhile, more than 300 scheduled transatlantic flights today should help to clear some of the backlog, although with most planes here flying full, not everyone waiting will get a seat for some days. Dave?
Alistair, a lot more planes are flying as well, and now we're also getting the issue of President Obama. Was he really born in America? Arizona may force him to prove that. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal live in Phoenix.
Dave, a bill that amends how candidates get on a ballot in Arizona has passed the state house. They would be required to show documents proving they're natural-born citizens. It's being painted as a small victory for the so-called birther movement, which contends Barack Obama was born in Kenya, despite the fact that his birth certificate was released online. This measure still has to pass the Senate. Similar bills have been introduced in a couple of other states and failed, Dave.
Jessica, a child porn bust in Florida, the biggest in state history, according to the Orlando Sentinel, which says 50 people were arrested this morning. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
I'm Ed Whitaker, chairman and CEO of the new General Motors. A lot of Americans didn't agree with giving GM a second chance. Quite frankly, I can respect that. We want to make this a company all Americans can be proud of again. That's why I'm here to announce we have repaid our government loan in full with interest 5 years ahead of the original schedule. We still have more to do. But our goal is to exceed every expectation you've set for us. We're putting people back to work, designing, building, and selling the best cars and trucks in the world. We offer a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain warranty to guarantee our quality and the unmatched life-saving technology of OnStar to help keep you safe. From new energy solutions to the designs of tomorrow, we invite you to take a look at the new GM.
100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain warranty. Whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details. Go to OnStar.com for system limitations and details.
Chaos in Bangkok, Thailand. Series of explosions near a massive encampment of anti-government protesters. As many as 28 people reportedly wounded. Passengers running from a train station in the area. At least 60 people hurt on a carnival cruise in Mexico when the ship Ecstasy made a sharp turn to avoid a large buoy listing the ship to the port side. The Ecstasy is now safely in port in Galveston, Texas, but nobody needed an ambulance this morning. Another Republican lines up against Florida's GOP Governor Charlie Crist, who's in a tough Senate primary fight with Marco Rubio.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney has endorsed Rubio with a scathing statement about Charlie Crist. I'm going to read a little bit to you of it right now. He says, Charlie Crist has shown time again that he cannot be trusted in Washington to take on the Obama agenda because on issue after issue, he actually supports that agenda.
Fox's Carl Cameron. Rubio has been leading in the polls, leading to speculation that Crist denies that the governor might run as an independent. The St. Louis Rams are on the clock as the NFL draft goes prime time tonight.
There's obviously going to be a lot of expectations, a lot of pressure, you know, wherever I go.
Oklahoma quarterback Sam Bradford expected to be the number one draft pick going to the St. Louis Rams. Then again, there may be trades we're not hearing about. Nebraska defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh could also go first or second. He's focused on being with family.
Definitely looking forward to seeing and hanging out with them.
Florida QB Tim Tebow skipping the Big Apple blowout.
I have a lot of great mentors in my life. A lot of wonderful role models.
Predicted to be picked in the first or second round, Tebow watching the draft with family and friends in Jacksonville, a camera crew covering him live. Jake Knopfler, Fox News Radio.
Someone in Missouri is rich. Filthy rich, hitting the biggest lottery jackpot of the year. $258 million in the Powerball. The winner undoubtedly about to hear from a lot of long-lost cousins. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. That's KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:05 this morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Our website is KCNR1460.com. Now, if you just click on that, you're going to be able to hear us streaming in every one of our shows today. Dennis Miller, Laura, and you can hear them all. Dr. Laura and Michael Savage, even though that somebody wrote to me and said that he seems like he's a little bit off the hook, Michael Savage, and I said a little bit off the hook. Sometimes he is so far off the hook, we'll be lucky if we catch him with a net. Anyway, we've got a caller here on the line. Steve, good morning. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm really great.
Now, Steve, you're getting ready to have, as we've talked about already this week, but we want to hit this again. You're getting ready to have a seminar this week. Is that right?
Yes, sir. It's a workshop just for men.
And why don't you tell our audience what that is?
This is about learning the way that we, about how we each communicate individually. There's different stances that we all favor in our communication. And it has an impact on how we experience our lives, how we experience our relationships, and how we experience our families. And so this workshop is going to be about discovering exactly how it is you learn to communicate and how you pass that on to others around you.
Well, you know, for men, because men have a tendency to internalize a lot of times, this might be a good thing for them, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. One way to look at these things that I teach is that we're all aware of what DNA is and how we receive DNA from our parents and we pass the DNA on to our children. And it comes from our grandparents and their parents and their parents. And the way we learn to communicate gets passed along the same way in our families, just as if it were DNA. So this, what I ask you to think about is, if there was a flaw in your DNA that you knew you would pass on to your children and it would cause them to suffer in life, maybe to be handicapped or just to have an illness or a disease, would you be willing to change that aspect of your DNA for the sake of your children and for the sake of your family and your wife and your loved ones? Well, most men would say yes. They would do anything to make their life better for their families. And to understand the way that we've learned to communicate has been passed on to us from our parents, and their parents, just as if it were DNA, and to see that you can change an aspect of your communication that would change everything in your relationship, change everything in the way your children are going to live their lives. Would you be willing to do that?
So, Steve, the workshop is this weekend, correct?
Yes, it is.
And where is it? How does one get a hold of you?
They can call me at 209-6708. It's going to be held here in Reading at our office. We call it the Dream House. It's at the corner of Riverside and California Streets. And it's going to be from 10 in the morning until 5 in the evening.
And how can they get a hold of you?
What time?
No, and one more time, how to get a hold of you.
Yes, my phone number is 209-6708, or they can go to my website, which is dreamabetterdream.com, and I have my contact information on there also.
And you also have a show Sunday night.
Yes, we do. It's going to be, and I'll be talking a little bit about the workshop, too. Sunday night at 9 o'clock is my Dream Shifting show.
Right here on KCNR, and I tell you what—if you haven't heard this, you need to, if you need to tune in and listen to Steve. He's got a lot of great information on there too.
And we've just received some exciting information, some exciting news. The state of California, the Board of Behavioral Sciences, has just certified us to offer continuing education units for all the teachings that we do here. So it's very rewarding in the way that it gives us some validation.
Absolutely.
What we're teaching does have a positive impact.
Well, it does, Steve. And thank you. Hey, thanks so much for calling. And let us, of course, we'll be able to hear Sunday night, but then let us know how everything went.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right,
do
Steve.
That. I invite everybody to listen Sunday night at 9.
There, thanks a lot. Steve Lafferty. Thank you very much, Steve.
You're welcome, Carl. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here because sitting in our studio, regally, I might say, with looking around going, I'm ready.
Here I am,
is Donnie Greenberg.
Hi.
You know, we love having Donnie here. We're going to take a quick break, so when we come back, we're going to launch right after that. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Carl Bot. Every morning after the show, Linda and I go out for breakfast. And our favorite place to eat is Country Kitchen. You know, Lynn and Charlie Moss have been serving the best breakfast and lunch daily for 17 years. When you walk through the door of Country Kitchen, you can smell those fresh baked goods. You know, like their homemade cinnamon rolls, made in their own bakery. Reminds me of home. The soups, many of which are Country Kitchen's own special recipes, are made from scratch. You can even create your own omelet or sandwich. When you combine great food, great staff, and a great atmosphere, well, Country Kitchen is going to become your favorite place to eat, too. And when you order your entree, just mention Free Fire Radio, and you're going to get a free cup of coffee or a soft drink. Country Kitchen is located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. Country Kitchen is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come on down and join us and celebrate 17 years of excellence, and be sure to mention Free Fire Radio.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check, drug test, and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please download the application at readinghomehelpers.com or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like,
"Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. You can get a hold of Linda at Linda at KCNR1460.com. Our guest is Donnie Greenberg.
Good morning.
Good morning, Donnie.
Glad to be here.
Well, so what's new?
Oh, my gosh, everything's new. Well, not everything, but almost everything.
Well, we've had the front of your, A-News Cafe that's up, and boy, I'll tell you, it just keeps getting better and better.
Thank
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's hopping, but man, there are a lot of people helping with it, so it's not just me. But I think the last time we were here, I was going through some transitions on the website, and so since February, we had a couple people who departed from the website, the Brewers, and so we replaced those with a new managing editor, Kimberly Ross, and her husband is the editorial page editor of Record Searchlight, and she
Bruce?
And I, she's
well,
great. She's a journalist. She and I used to work together at the paper.
They're pretty conservative for you, though, aren't they?
They're great.
They're great. And so it's terrific. She's a she's our managing editor, and she they have a baby, and so she can be at home with her computer and her baby, and I just feel delighted to give her a job. And then we hired Paul Shigley, who's another great journalist who used to work at the paper, a lot of the refugees from that place, and he does what's called a takeout window. And it's really cool. He'll take press releases and things that are happening and things about Cool April Nights. He's a great writer, and I just couldn't be happier.
Well, you know, you take, you know, you have a lot of people that came to you from the Record Searchlight, and
I'm sorry, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
yeah,
from the paper
I'm kidding.
And
seriously, it's true.
But we have a whole lot of people that came from, you know, Reading Radio. I mean, they're here working here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's only, the talent pool in Reading is, you know, for specific type things are, you know, is not that deep. It's not like going to Sacramento, but, you know, luckily that since we have our choice of people, we've done very well
because they're available.
Sides.
And you know what I love is a lot of those people left this kind of corporate structure for one reason or another, whether because they chose to or because they were shown the door. And it's really opened up new opportunities for local media like you and like me to be able to focus on community stuff that maybe the corporate part is dropping.
I think it is absolutely true. You know, that's why, you know, when Linda and I had the opportunity to come over here and begin a radio station, that we took it because it was something that we saw a place for it in the community. And we, you know, that was our focus was this is community radio. And community radio is different than your corporation radio. And here we are with, you know, we do, you know, local news and our two-hour show, and then we go into syndicated shows, and that's, you know, to 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. But then on Saturdays, we've got shows, local programming, that goes from 7 in the morning until 5 at night, with more on the way.
Well, what I love about, just as I was coming in here today, and there was a young woman who was talking about her candle connection business, and then she was hooked up with another business who might want her candles, and I call it community matchmaking, when you can take local people and local businesses and especially in times like this that are so tough, and you can match them up and connect them. And that's what community is all about, is connecting people to help each other out. It's that, you know, the tide lifting all boats.
Fill the need. Well, Donnie, so many people, since we've been in Reading, have just followed your career and your amazing stories that you write and how talented you are. What could you share with our listeners a day in the life of Donnie Greenberg?
Oh, brother. Well, let's see. Well, it varies, but I turn on the computer. I have two computers. I have a desktop and a little tiny laptop, and I turn that on, and I check emails and stuff, but I go about my day like a lot of people. I do jazzercise. I have meetings with people. You know, I might do an interview for a story. If I see something happening, a car crash or a fire or at a dry cleaners, I'll stop and take pictures and put it on the website. I'll talk with Kimberly about what stories are coming up. I take in all day. We get in because we have like 50 community writers, and so they're constantly updating us with stuff. It's really hard to keep up with it sometimes because there's so much. And then we have journalists who are paid whose material we take in and place, and it's just crazy, but I might do speaking or judging a cooking contest or like this weekend I'm going to be on a media panel at Shasta College. Next month I'm judging the Iron Chef thing. It's a great life. It's luckily I'm kind of ADD, so it works for me. Yeah.
I love ADD for all the right reasons.
Well, you know, it's anytime you're doing something in the community like you are, you're going to be on the go all the time. It's just you don't have a choice.
And
I hate
to say no to anything if I can't help it, because it's good marketing and it's good for the community, and you know.
And if they want you there to be able to help what they're doing,
right?
You know,
like Ducks
why,
Unlimited tonight.
Like, yeah,
we'll be there doing the Wheel of Fortune, where you know somebody spends, I think, $4 or $5 a ticket. They get to spend, and they get 4 or 5, 6 or 100 tickets that goes into the drawing. And we love how they preserve the wetlands. And
yeah,
and
I don't even hunt ducks, but what I really like to do is something like Ducks Unlimited. They played such a huge part in the past in preserving wetlands. So now we still have ducks, and we have Canadian geese so many places that you're probably living in your swimming pool. You know, don't get me even get started on Canadian geese and all that.
If you go to Sequoia's track, you'll see them walking the track with you, you know.
Yeah, they do, and they leave these little deposits, little goosey deposits that are just quite interesting. And we got to take a quick break here. You know, is that a good way to break with this?
Our guest is Donnie Greenberg. This is Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. It's currently 54 degrees if you're just tuning in. It's 8:19. Stay with us after these messages.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards. Just a short distance from Redding, it will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
The politicians in Sacramento don't understand our part of California. Or maybe they do and just don't care. Doug LaMalfa is running for state senate, and that's good news for North State voters. You see, unlike the lawyers and lobbyists at the Capitol, Doug LaMalfa is one of us. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug and his people have been working the land in these parts for 80 years. Doug understands the damage Sacramento politicians do to our local economy every time they pass bad budgets, raise taxes, or enact new regulations. We won't fix things unless we elect leaders who share our values, leaders who won't compromise on important things. We can send a message to Sacramento by sending the right person to the Senate, Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the only candidate for state senate to earn that honor. That says a lot right there.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-456-7575. I'm chuckling in the background. We get some really interesting emails while we're on the air. You can't read them, but it's but they're funny, and people's comments and such. But you know what? We're talking about Earth Day and everything, and of course our guest is Don Greenberg. And for the longest time, I could not figure out why people went to chiropractors.
Huh.
I mean, seriously, I could not figure it out. I'm thinking, people must like to get themselves pummeled around their neck, and that always bothered me, somebody touching my neck.
I'm thinking Earth Day segueing into health, wellness.
Health and wellness. Yeah. Well, no, that was the whole thing. Well,
I started
going to, and let me ring a bell here because I started going to Dr. Trudy Pratt.
Dr. Trudy Pratt, that's
and,
right.
And Trudy has a show here on the station, and I started listening to her, and she said, you're standing strange. And I said, I always stand strange. And she laughed. She said,
you're a Marine.
I can, yeah. And my head's cocked one way, and it looks like, and so she said, I can fix this. And you know what? She has. I would not have thought that could have happened, but... Trudy has just, and it's like, no, and she's not in there with, like, traction machines to, and hanging you upside down.
Does it hurt?
I mean, she may do that, but not to me. But
no, it doesn't hurt.
And it doesn't hurt, and it's, but I've noticed it almost from the very beginning. And I see, before, I just poo-pooed the whole idea, chiropractic. Anyway,
Shout out to Trudy.
Yeah.
For, actually, I see a difference in Carl, and not only the fact that he's had relief because he does have, you know, being in four wars and maybe a major motorcycle crash. He, you know, he's got some issues. And so...
you mean like when I go screaming down the street?
Well, no, I mean in the fact that your energy level has changed too.
Down.
I think
yeah.
immediately when you got off the table, there was relief the very first time. So on a regular basis now. So the shout out to Trudy, because I think you've helped make my husband's life a better place to a better world for him.
You know, I was just thinking about that yesterday because anyway, okay, let's go to the phones. Line one, John.
Good morning, Carl, Linda, Donnie. How are you this morning?
Morning.
Hi. You know, I just wanted to give you an acknowledgement, Donnie, as being quite a prophet. I don't know if you recall or not, but 3 years ago you wrote a series of columns concerning animal poop on your property.
I think
and
that's called
sure
scat,
enough,
right?
Sure enough, Turtle Bay picked up on it and ran a whole series over there on animal poop.
I wish I could take credit for that, but I don't think I can, really.
No, every time I walked by the sign there of the squatting coyote, I thought,
don't tell me you're
columns.
Thinking of me. Do not
Donnie
say.
Columns. I couldn't help it. It was fantastic.
Oh, you're funny.
Well, it's really a squatting hyena, I think. But you know what? But who's cutting? Oh. But I wouldn't.
Anyway, I just had to make note of that you were 3 years ahead of schedule.
Oh, yeah. I'm a scat prophet.
Well, if that's the case, you should be able to tell us, you know, who's going to win in the city council election here.
Oh!
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Donnie, thank you. Oh,
wait a minute.
Thank you.
In fact, Donnie, did you did you predict the last presidential election?
Next question. Next question.
Okay, John, thanks a lot.
Thanks, John.
Well, let's go to line two. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda. Hi, Donnie.
Hi. Hi, Sharon.
Hey,
how are you?
Good. I just wanted to comment on how great it is to turn on the radio and hear such a wonderful group of entrepreneurs talking about going out of the corporate world and finding success. And it's inspiring. I went to this wonderful breakfast yesterday, the nominees for the best employers in Shasta County.
Yeah, I was there. That was good.
And it's just so wonderful. All of you leave the corporate structure and find success in our local wonderful Shasta County, and congratulations to all of you, and I'm going to head into my work today feeling inspired.
All right.
Well,
you
know, Sharon, if anybody's an inspiration for doing that, it's you too, you know, home helpers and everything that you do. I mean, you are always out in the community, and you made that decision too. So,
Sharon, how many people do you employ?
42.
Wow.
42. That's 42 people that Sharon employs.
Who wouldn't have
home.
Jobs otherwise?
That's right. At home helpers and these people take care of our neighbors and our families. You know, so Sharon, you know, for you to applaud us, you know, that is an award.
And Sharon also has a show, Senior Solutions.
Well, thank
Sharon.
Thank you. Your guys are doing a great job.
Nice
thanks
to hear your voice, Sharon.
That's right. And Sharon's got a show
you
also.
Too.
You bet,
Bye.
Sharon. Thanks. She's got a show that's on from 1 to 2 on Saturdays. You know, and how to help your the seniors and
right.
things you got to look out for and all this. I mean, there's a lot of things out there.
And also, you know, you were yesterday with the best employers, the four best places to work in Shasta County. Did you see that came out this morning?
You were there.
Oh
yesterday.
No, I didn't see. Is this a story about that?
Yeah,
I was there yesterday. Yeah,
four
it was
named
really
best
inspiring.
Places to work in Shasta
right.
County. I haven't read anything yet, but who was chosen to for best employers?
Oh, I should know.
Am
this.
I putting you on the
Turtle
spot?
Bay.
Yeah.
Well, Turtle Bay won and
for best employers.
Reading Bank of Commerce, which opened in 1982. The award for best and large company category was Reading Bank of Commerce.
Right.
Shasta,
it's all coming back to me now.
QA, a software testing company established in 2002, won the mid-sized company. And they have 20. Ochoa and Sheehan, a Reading Home Builder.
They do so much for the community.
1990, won the small company category, has 13 employees. And the winning nonprofit was Turtle Bay. And they have a photo of Mike Warren just smiling happily, which is one of the few photos you have of Mike Warren smiling happily.
Well, they should be happy. They should be happy with the fact that they're trying to make the hotel clearance, and I'm all for that.
That was addressed at the city council meeting Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah, we need
you
to. I want to talk.
That?
Yeah, I want
sure.
to talk about that
sure.
a little bit too, because you know, there's people that you know have. As soon as I hear Turtle Bay, They immediately
It's like a knee-jerk reaction.
Well,
Why? It is.
Well, there's reasons for that, and we'll talk about that when we come back.
I mean, it's a wonderful thing for our community.
Well, it is, but, you know, people saw in the time of real dire need because of the recession, you know, $300,000 a year kept being poured into Turtle Bay, and that was only like 5% of their budget. And they came back, and they, you know, even that got cut back to 150, and then they voluntarily gave up the rest of it. But still, people saw that as, oh my God, here's, you know, 300,000. That's two policemen.
Mm-hmm. We'll come back after this break of Fox News. We're going to be discussing that. If you've got calls for Donnie, give us a call 605-4567. And I think we're gonna, you know, cover a little local politics here with Ms. Donnie Greenberg.
KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. President Obama hoping to sell Wall Street on the idea of reform.
The president will address five key proposals, among them a system that protects taxpayers from so-called too-big-to-fail firms and also creating a system that brings transparency to Wall Street.
Fox Radio's Jeff Manasso on Wall Street, where the president will make the pitch in about 30 minutes, but it'll be a tough sell for some critics.
It really does provide for a permanent bailout of Wall Street or any other business that the federal government thinks poses a systemic risk.
House Minority Leader John Boehner, good news springing forward on Main Street.
After three straight months of declines, the National Association of Realtors says existing home sales rose by nearly 7% in March, more than the 5% increase economists had predicted.
Fox Radio's Chris Barnes, analysts say the real test will be after the home buyer tax credit expires at the end of this month. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse again for Northern Lights Energy. We're going to talk about something besides kerosene heaters and petroleum products today. I would like to make a public awareness announcement for CASA, which stands for Shasta County Court-Appointed Special Advocates, who place volunteers with at-risk foster children in Shasta County. We have over 400 children in their foster care system. You can help them by attending a comedy event at the Cascade Theater in Redding, where Sinbad will be appearing on April 25th, 2010 at 5:30 p.m. As a benefit for Shasta County's court-appointed special advocates group, tickets can be purchased through the Cascade Theater for $35 to $39. Please give them a call at 243-8877. Tell them Frank and Kathy sent you. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Where do you go when you want to buy that special piece of jewelry? Where do you go when you need an honest opinion and a trustworthy jeweler? Four Winds Jewelry. Whether selling your gold, redesigning older jewelry pieces, or buying that special stone, engagement, or wedding ring, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. Four Winds Jewelry has been in business for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry has traveled around the world, developing relationships to bring you the best in quality gems and loose stones. You deserve the best. You need a jeweler you can trust at prices you can afford. Four Winds Jewelry also has the only on-site expert watchmaker and repairman specializing in high-end watches. Come in and see us at Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive in Redding, across from C.R. Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. For private appointments, call 222-2750. That's Four Winds Jewelry.
How times have changed. When our founding fathers became our first politicians, they expected to serve temporarily, without pay, and then to return to private life. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Today, our career politicians spend too much of their day working to stay in office. Instead of making our lives easier, they make them more difficult, with more regulations, laws, and taxes. The founding fathers served our country as a duty, with no intention of becoming rich while in office. Today, many of our politicians become wealthy while in office. Besides a paycheck, they also have travel allowances, living allowances, better retirement, and better medical than is available to the ordinary citizen. Not all politicians exploit their office. There are good guys, but they are outnumbered. And then, there are those that do not pay their taxes until they are caught. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Our phone lines are 605-4567, and I'm even afraid to ask Bob where he found that
it's
one.
Hot, hot, hot.
Okay.
What right. Are you kidding me? Are you? This is like, you know, get up out of your bed and get on the floor and hot, hot, hot.
This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, where tomorrow we are having the live radio debate. We're going to do a remote from Tobacco and Brew tomorrow morning. We'll be there, of course, at 7 o'clock starting the show. And at 7:30, we start the debate between the Shasta County District Attorney, Jerry Benito, and his challenger, Steve Carlton. And we've got 90 minutes there, and it's probably not going to take the whole 90 minutes because we do have a five-minute break for news at the hour and 2 minutes at the half hour. But everything else, we're just dumping all the commercials, and we're planning on just asking the questions. And they were already sent 3 pages of topics and questions.
Wow.
That we're going to, they know that we may touch on tomorrow. And they range from, why did you get into the law? And to militias, Second Amendment, how would you change the DA's office, or what things would you keep in there? Civil rights.
Marijuana.
Marijuana, yep. A lot of questions on that, because that's going to be a big thing.
That's a biggie.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm not saying every one of those topics will be touched on, but they're going to have a chance to state their positions and then have the other person discuss that position, and then they get a chance to answer, and it's going to go back and forth like that. So join us tomorrow. I'd get there a little bit before 7 if I was you, because we do have limited seating, or you can hear it on KCNR 1460 or listen to a stream on KCNR1460.com. Okay, we were talking about Turtle Bay, and we have a phone call. Line 1, Phil.
Hi there.
How you doing, Phil?
Good morning.
Good, and you?
We're doing good, Phil.
All right. I was just wondering about the director of Turtle Bay. Now, you were talking about the money that they kick back, you know, they put back into the community.
Well, no, it wasn't that they – there is some money that comes back, I guess, you know, via, you know, the anything that they make via taxes and that. I'm just saying is that the original $300,000 was not given to them, so it's not like they
right.
kicked it back. It was like
right.
it was they weren't going to get it.
Okay, my question was, he used to be the city manager in Redding, and then he went to Turtle Bay.
Right.
And he's making all the money that he, his retirement pay, basically, and he's still working in the entities, basically, that structure Redding. I was just wondering about that, and I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay, Phil, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Well, you know, that's true. And here's the thing. Mike Warren was a city manager. Mike Warren was paid X amount of dollars. Mike Warren retired at X amount of dollars. And that was years ago. People are still upset about that because of the amount of money he was being paid and in his retirement. Now, I wasn't here then. I can go back and we read about it, we hear about it. That's passed. And then he went over to Turtle Bay and is the CEO over there, making a salary over there and plus his retirement. Well, you know, it's kind of like that's what they're paying him. Now, the question is how much influence does Turtle Bay and Mike Warren have on the city? There was a point there, a couple of weeks ago when they were talking about the visitor center, when they had a meeting. And in that meeting was Kurt Starman, Mike Warren, I think Judy Salter, and the person from Wonderland. Is it Wonderland? Not Wonderland. But
Cascade Wonderland.
Yeah, Shasta Cascade Wonderland for the
Tourist thing. Associate. Was it Karen or Karen Whitaker?
I'm not sure who it was. But anyway, they had that. They had that meeting. And any time that you have a, quote, confidential meeting concerning anything that has to do with this city, and you have Mike Warren and Judy Salter and the city manager and, you know, the other people that this would affect with a $700,000 stipend if they take over, that caused a lot of people to be upset. And it's not Mike Warren's fault. He was called to the meeting. And, you know, it's not Judy Salter's. It's not the other. But, you know, I think Kurt Starman should have had an open meeting and not a private meeting. So what impact does Mike Warren still have on local politics? Donnie? You've been here. You're really plugged into this. So what do you think?
Well, I remember Turtle Bay. I mean, I've been involved with it. Actually, I used to work at Turtle Bay. I was a public relations manager before it merged, and then after it merged, and then I went to the paper. But I've seen it go through a lot of changes, and I remember very clearly when I was still with Carter House and Shasta Natural Science Association, when Mike Warren came to town, and there was a meeting outside under the oak trees, and tables and chairs, and all the employees were there. And I remember Mike talking about, as the new city manager, the need for these museums to be weaned from the need for public money. And one of the reasons that Turtle Bay was formed and merged the, you know, Shasta Natural Science Association with the Reading Museum of Art and History and the Forest Camp was to consolidate their services and make them more self-sufficient. So hopefully one day they would be weaned off public money and they could stand on their own, which kind of to me seems kind of ironic. Who would have known then that day when Mike Warren was talking to these museums about, hey, someday you have to get off the public dole, who would have dreamed that one day he would be in charge of Turtle Bay? I know he can be a polarizing figure, and what I know he can be very influential, and it depends on what side of the camp people either like him or don't like him, it seems, with not a lot of middle ground. But what I think is really unfortunate is that people so often get fixated on the Mike Warren issue when you have this huge cultural amenity, and it's like a library, you know? I think as far as the city goes, Mary Stegall made this comment at the Tuesday City Council meeting when they were talking about the money, and Patrick Jones was just slamming Turtle Bay about how much money it takes and it should stand on its own feet. And the whole issue was about this property that Turtle Bay wants to build this hotel and restaurant on. And Mary Stegall said, you know, in tough times like this, the city cannot give money. It would like to help support cultural amenities like the museum more with money. It's like grandparents who don't have a lot of cash to give to leave behind, but maybe they have a piece of property they can pass on to their kids. And what the city has is this piece of property, and that's what they are willing to give so that Turtle Bay can be successful. And Arch Pugh, the attorney for Turtle Bay, got up and said, look, City Council, you asked us to be self-sufficient and to find a way to support ourselves, and that's what we're trying to do with this complex, this idea for the hotel and the restaurant. And so it's like they're kind of saying you can't say go out and be successful and then tie their hands when there's an opportunity like this piece of property. So I wish it weren't just about Mike Warren. I wish we could get back to the whole benefit that Turtle Bay brings to the community and the people it brings and the jobs that it can bring by having people stop there.
Yeah, we have to take a break here in a couple minutes, but, you know,
That was a long monologue.
No, it was good. Because Patrick Jones' argument is that, you know, is that the city is giving them special, special dispensation for this. And, you know, and I think Susan Mercado, mm-hmm. It says, wait a minute, we need to take a step back and hold on to this to see if all these, you know, if all the hoops are being jumped through. Do we want Turtle Bay to be a success? Absolutely. But is it going to cost the taxpayers, which is, I think, is what Patrick Jones is saying,
mm-hmm.
Notwithstanding everything you just said about, you know, having a successful entity down there that can bring us money back via the hotel taxes, mm-hmm. and everything else. We got to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
How did the stimulus bill affect you? Don Stack for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did bailing out financial institutions help you? Did cash for clunkers? How about bailing out the car companies? Did that help? As far as California is concerned, a study in 2006 by the Finance and Business Administration of the State University in Sacramento reports 99.2% of all employer business is small business. California taxes collected from small business were $492 billion, nearly five times the state's general budget, and almost a third of the state's gross product. The state is facing a $24 billion shortfall. There's talk in Sacramento of raising taxes, creating new taxes, taxing labor and service jobs. That seems like a sure job killer, and no way can it help small business create jobs. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hey, Rachel, did you hear about TehamaTradingPost.com?
I just heard about them on the radio. Did you go to their website?
Yes, I did. It's awesome. You can sell just about anything you want, from autos to real estate.
So it's free online classifieds?
Yes, and TehamaTradingPost.com has coupons for local merchants, and you can view the website from your cell phone.
Dad, can I post ads for new employees?
Yes, you can, and that's free also.
Dad, thanks for recommending TehamaTradingPost.com. I sold my boat, and I was able to buy a new car and find an apartment for our two new employees.
TehamaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. Our guest is Donnie Greenberg.
Hi.
And on the phone, John. Good morning.
Try again.
Okay, John, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Thank you.
What you got, John?
Hi, am I on, Carl?
You are on.
Okay.
You're always on, John.
You bet. First of all, I'd like to say that I am a Mike Warren advocate, and he has as much right to have a second career as anyone else does, and I think that his earning money past his retirement is a great thing. I work like that myself. So
I think everybody does. And, you know, personally, you know, whatever, you know, that's his retirement. Okay, that's in the past. Let's deal with what's going on in the, right
exactly.
now or in the future.
And he's doing a good job for Turtle Bay and deserves what he's making. However, now I'd like to come to my point, though. I like Turtle Bay a lot, and I agree with the concepts of a hotel and restaurant going in there. However, Turtle Bay is receiving a free lease from the city for the land that it has there, a free lease. No, they're not making any payments on this whatsoever. And what they're trying to do is get the city to restructure their lease so that they can sublet 5 acres to the hotel developer, and Turtle Bay will receive payments from the hotel for the lease of that land that the city owns and is providing to them for free. Now, this is really convoluted as far as I'm concerned, when the city, if they want to restructure the lease, can lease it directly to the hotel developer and receive funds into the general fund, which are much needed.
I think there's been a change. I think it's Turtle Bay is not going to own that hotel. Did I see that?
No, they're not going to own it, but they're going to receive lease fees for the property.
Right, and I think that 5 acres was up. It was not decided, and I think that's going to be open for discussion with the city council.
That's what they are going to be negotiating. That's what got voted on the other night.
Right.
It's kind of confusing what they said in the paper because they didn't receive authorization to go ahead with the development.
That's
they
right.
received authorization to go ahead and look into restructuring the
right.
lease.
Okay.
It was just in concept. I mean, they kept
right.
repeating that term. This is just in concept. It's a conceptual, you know, idea so that Turtle Bay would know whether it should go ahead with architects and all that stuff before.
I think the news stories were a little overblown.
Yeah.
Imagine
well, my
that.
Story's coming out tomorrow about it, so I'm.
I'll look forward to reading
all
it,
right.
Johnny.
On a newscafe.com.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
Talk to you later.
You
thanks. And Donnie, you also wrote a column about what your perception of what the earlier debate between the current DA and Carlton and between Carlton and Bonito.
Right.
Share with our listeners who maybe didn't read your column what your perception of the day.
Well, it was at the Bonnie View Baptist Church, and it was hosted by the Tea Party, and big flags out front, and it was packed. I mean, really, it was standing room only, literally. And it was really interesting for me because as a journalist, I may have my own personal opinions about something or preconceived ideas just like everybody else, but I really try to go in and say what I saw and what I heard, just like when I went to hear Sarah Palin. That was interesting. And I just said what I saw and what I heard and tried to leave all that behind. And so what was really interesting to me was Steve Carlton, a man I've always had a lot of respect for, he seemed unable to stick to a time limit. I was wondering when you guys were talking if you're going to have like a stopwatch because the poor guy, he would say, he would do this long intro and then he would say, and so the most important thing I want to tell you is, and they'd hold up that plastic lid and the time would be up. And Benito, on the other hand, he had it down to the second, practically. You could tell he was very well rehearsed, and he had his answers nailed down, and he really, as far as the debate went, clearly won, just in terms of being a good debater and being able to follow the rules of it and being able to stay on task and time. And so I could see that Steve Carlton might have felt very frustrated. They had breakaway sessions afterwards, and so they had two separate rooms. Steve Carlton was in one, Jerry Benito was in another, and the public could go back and forth. That was frustrating for me because I was hopping back and forth, and I was afraid I was going to miss something. It was kind of unfortunate. Jerry Benito's office, there were a number of people from his staff who basically kind of put a chill on Steve Carlton's meeting. I mean, they kind of
I understand Carlton finally just left. Because
well, you know, I wasn't there for that part. It was really unfortunate. Yeah. It's like instead of letting the citizens who were there ask real questions, Benito's office staff, my perception was, is there were people from his office, young attorneys, who were basically just firing questions at him and not even giving the other people, I thought, a fair chance. It was a public's meeting. And that's when the politics just, I think, is so unfortunate. And then on the other hand, in Jerry Benito's room, there were people who wanted to talk about the case with the young man.
Adam Martinez.
Yes. And it was a very unfortunate, uncomfortable moment.
He was acting out what happened.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Oh. He had one of his female attorneys acting as the woman. And, you know, for one thing, she's like two heads taller than Jerry Benito. And he was showing how he was approaching her. And I'm just thinking, do we have to see this here? It just felt very uncomfortable that he was reenacting this. And the people were very upset.
Well, tomorrow we're going to have a little more time because we have more time to do it. So we're going to give a little more time to answer the questions. Then we're going to have because we don't have breakout sessions, we're going to have a two-minute kind of a rebuttal and then a two-minute rebuttal to that. And going back and forth with them. So they'll have a little more time to expand on the answers so you can get a little bit, you know, a better feel on it. Because, you know, and the idea that we're trying to promote here is to let the people hear what they're really saying,
right.
and give them a chance to go back and forth. Now we've had all the questions we've already received from our audience already, is, you know, via the emails or phone calls. So we've got all those questions out. So there won't be any questions from the audience, and we're not going to, you know, of course, abide any little disturbances and, you know, things like that. That's not fair. But we do want to make sure that everybody in the listening audience has a good idea what both of our candidates for district attorney, which is a very contentious.
Right, they're both bright men, and they have a lot to say. It would be nice to have a forum where they could do that.
Well, that's what we're going to try and provide tomorrow, as we do here. We're going to have all the candidates that are running here on the next couple of weeks. We're going to start setting that up so everybody can hear them one more time, you know, before we get into the elections and the preliminaries. Yeah. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. Carl on the Bot, our guest is Donnie Greenberg, who is plugged into this town like probably nobody else is.
ANewsCafe.com.
Yeah. Join us after these messages.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true. Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Banjo Bill, where you heading?
We're going to the West Side Performing Arts Wild West Variety Show.
When is it?
April 23rd and 24th at the Old Shasta Schoolhouse, Highway 299.
Yeah, I hear they got fantastic entertainment, drinks, and a barbecue to die for.
For more information on the Wild West Variety Show, just call 515-7151.
515-7151?
Or visit them on the internet at westsideperforming.com.
What's an internet?
Paint Mart for service and quality.
Yeah, paint department.
Hi, my husband's going to paint the outside of our house, and I need to buy paint and rent a sprayer.
Sorry, lady, we don't rent paint sprayers.
So where do I go?
See, what you do is you buy our paint. then you rent your sprayer at the paint mart.
But why would I go to two different places to...
No, I don't know. Listen, lady, I gotta go. It's time for my break.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the paint mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right. Now that's service.
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
Good morning, Redding. You're listening to KCNR 1460, 854. Currently 57 degrees. Oh, it's climbing. Going to be 73 today. Mostly sunny with a high near 73, obviously. And tonight's going to be low of around 47. But the rest of the weekend, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. Our guest this morning, Donnie Greenberg.
Good morning.
Good morning. You are the creator and founder of A-News Cafe.
I am.
Thank you so much for being such a beautiful and wonderful resource for our community. With so many wonderful writers, restaurant reviews, and we were talking at the break about a recent review about Pia Loco. You want to care to share that?
Sure. We have a reviewer on our site who is anonymous. She goes by the name Femme de Joie, and she does reviews of restaurants. They don't know who she is, so they can't give her special food or anything. And she wrote a review about Pia Loco, and it was honest, and I felt it was accurate, and it was not entirely complimentary. And so readers, as they can on our website, made comments, left comments, and there were constructive comments with people's real names. And they said things like, hey, you're charging for chips and salsa, and the quality of the food has gone down, and the service. And they just went through everything specifically. And one reader said, Chef Jeff, are you out there? Are you listening? And so sure enough, I was so happy. It took a lot of courage on his part. Chef Jeff weighed in, all caps. Somebody had to tell him to take the cap lock off so he wasn't screaming. But he says, I hear you loud and clear. Give me a second chance. I can make changes. And he did make changes. Femme de Joie went back, re-reviewed it, noticed the changes. I've gone back, and I'm so pleased. What other time could a business get a chance to have a second chance instead of going under? You know, and
yeah.
And that's the kind of community resource I'm very proud about, that it had an open dialogue, honest dialogue. People didn't get upset. Maybe he was upset. I don't know. But he did something about it, and people are coming back.
Oh, that's good, and that's what needs to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the phones.
That's
Greg,
great.
Line one. Greg, you're on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl and Linda and Donnie.
Good morning.
First of all, I wanted to say thank you very much, Donnie, for all you contribute to our community, and especially with regards to the Art Hop. That's a big thing that you promote, and we thank you for that.
Yeah.
Also, thank you for your observations with regards to debates and so forth. And Carl and Linda, I applaud you for doing the upcoming debate tomorrow on that. But I'd like to invite you, Donnie, to Bostonian Tea Party's debate event candidate forum, which is coming up next Wednesday, the 28th. And hopefully you'll see the way in which a well-orchestrated, well-constructed debate is, and this will be between Doug LaMalfa and Rick Keene, and then also we are looking to our assembly candidates, and we haven't gotten full commitments yet on that, but that's working as well.
You know, you could email me at donnieg.anewscafe@gmail.com. Just go to anewscafe.com and email me the details, and maybe I can put it up on my website, okay?
Well,
thanks, Greg.
Keep you posted.
All right.
Thank you.
We have a quick question that came in, and people who are tuning in late, we have a few minutes left, but they were wondering, what's the planning for the future of A-News Cafe that's new and different?
Well, we're trying to do new and different things, not just for the sake of doing different, but we're doing more news. And so Jim Dyer is now writing news stories, and he's writing his arts and entertainment stuff. Like, he did a great city council story about the marijuana issue, and one of my favorite terms he used was something about a King Kong bong. It was hilarious. But he's a good journalist,
yeah.
And so we're going to be having more news stuff. And we're also talking about doing a news cafe store so that people in the community who make things, whether they're artists or whatever, can have a place they can sell their stuff. Just another way to kind of get linked in. So That's a big thing.
And finally, what is your favorite kind of story to cover?
I love people stories. Well, you know, anywhere you go, whether it's a city council meeting or any place there are people, it's fun to observe it. But I just like to write about real people, kind of the ordinary people who do extraordinary things, you know. So,
well, Donnie, will you come back again? Can
always.
We have you back in May? And
sure.
And we'll always talk about topical things and,
I'd
and
love that.
How you see what's going on up here in the North State and what's happening with A News Cafe.
And thank you for what you do, too.
Well, you know, it's our
honor.
It's the kind of thing. It's you know, it's a community. You know, everybody that you know that we have on. You know, it's the strength in our community. It just is with the things you're doing. You know, we may not all agree on how we do
sure.
it.
Sure.
But the point is to be able to talk about it. And be civil and have lunch or breakfast afterwards and disagree. But, hey, you know what? That's what life's about.
That's
without
right.
having to vilify each other,
right.
which we're seeing too much at so many levels. Tomorrow, again, we're going to hit it one more time here, is that we're having the debate at Tobacco and Brew. We're going to have a regular show starting at 7 o'clock, and at 7:30, right after the news, we're going to kick off the debate between Shasta County District Attorney Jerry Benito and challenger Steve Carlton. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.